stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.
Hello there, this is Ian Bolesworth, and I host the Ian Bolesworth Show on... That's what they've written on here, the Ian Bolesworth Show. I've always considered it just the shit. It's a show, isn't it? It's just... Either way, it's on every Monday from 4 till 6 p.m. And I'm just sat in the studio on my own. It's sat here ready to work. The truth is, I don't... Beyond the basics, I don't really know the actual buttons. I don't know how you record it. I know that Audacity comes up sometimes, and I know they press record at some point, but I don't know how they work it. But I hope you're doing okay, and I hope you're enjoying listening to this stuff on FUBAR for the Stay Home and Chill program that they are doing. Very good it is too. The clock isn't working on the monitor, but it's the time. Look on your own clock, it's that time. That's what time it is now. And here's a repeat of, I don't know, I don't really know the other shows. Nick Helm is on, isn't he? This is Nick Helm's show. I reserve the right to not be sued if it isn't. It's a show. It might be my own. Could be me. I hope it is me. Here's my show.
Ian Bolesworth on FUBAR Radio.
So we're joined now by Will Attenborough. Thanks for coming in, man.
No,
appreciate
worries, thank
it.
You.
Are you feeling horny now?
I've never been hornier.
How horny do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10? I think what's happening is we've subliminally and subconsciously put horniness on the agenda now in this.
Sure.
And I think we're all grown-ups, aren't we?
Yeah, I feel at ease.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you intimidated by Natalie? That's the producer, Nat.
No, she seems very nice.
Thanks,
no, I
Will.
Think she's massive.
Oh, my God, I'm tall.
Look how massive
Look how
she is.
How short this one is. How tall
no,
are you?
She's really massive. Like, you take this wrong. You get offended by this.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, just a giant woman. I don't mean like
6 foot normal
but I'm not
height.
Saying you're fat. I'm not saying not that would be an issue. I'm not saying you're fat. I'm not saying you're a freak. I'm just saying you are a hugely enlarged
in
woman.
Like aura, I think is what you mean.
No, your body is huge.
Presence. Oh my God. How tall are you, Will?
5'10".
Okay, well, that's a good proper height for somebody.
It says 5'1".
No, well.
And I didn't say you're not a proper height. I just said you're massive.
Well, okay. Thank you.
You're sat down at the moment, so I can't.
You can stand up if you want, but you won't be able to see anything. You can't see anything. Look at the size of that.
That's a normal height.
Well,
that's an ordinary height. I wouldn't.
Oh,
worry.
Thank you. Will's my favourite guest of all time. Actually,
Well, it's not.
Thank you.
Sometimes when she's walking home. If there's a traffic jam or something, because this is so, I'm going to compliment you.
Thank you.
If there's a traffic jam, she can just step over.
Oh, God.
Like, she could just step beyond the traffic jam it. But sometimes if she's hungry, you or I would go, oh, I feel a bit hungry. I might pop into a newsagent's, I might, you know, get a chocolate bar or whatever whatever floats your boat. Nat can't do that because she can't fit in the newsagent. So what Nat does is she picks up one of the cars from the traffic jam, right? And she just shakes it till all the humans fall out.
Very tasty.
Till the humans
she eats all the humans from in the car.
Too. Well, I'm only like an inch and a half taller than you, so you must pick up cars and eat people as well.
I like that you're saying humans.
She's got you there, Will. She has got you there, mate.
Yeah.
You know, you were laughing along and playing, but Nat actually had you there. You probably did. how many minutes into an interview was that? How'd you say to a guest, not like 40 seconds into an interview, well, I bet you shake a car and humans come out and eat it? And it makes sense.
You didn't deny it, did you?
Okay. How old are you, man?
25.
25 years old. So
I'm going to be 26.
Just a year older than me. So your CV...
It's good, isn't it?
It's all right, isn't it?
It's good.
Thank you.
What is it? Is that through... Is it Cambridge? Is that done it? Is that sort of it? You were footlights and all that sort of thing. Was it footlights?
I did do a bit of footlights, yeah.
I saw that on there. And I saw, Cambridge and all that. I thought, oh, okay, posh kid showing off.
Sure.
So do you think there is a correlation? Between your... I should point out, I'm sort of like, I'm working class Northwest lad, so, and my CV, fine, but it certainly wasn't like that at 26.
I actually saw 24. You in Edinburgh.
Oh!
I'm sorry about that. We have met before, right?
No.
Are you
I don't
sure?
think we've met, but I've seen you on stage.
What show
brilliant.
Was it? How was it?
It was brilliant.
How was it?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Fucking amazing.
Out of five stars?
Gamble.
Five stars?
Yeah.
Three out of five?
Sort of 4.5.
I
was doing a play in Edinburgh, I was at university,
and I point out that I think that in
the flesh that you were in, I would give I'd give it a two.
I saw that and now I remember you. Good, very good.
Thank you.
5 stars for that. That's good, actually, in the flesh.
I think holding the baby sounds like it was rubbish. And I normally like Matt Lipsy, but
what's holding the baby, Matt?
I was
called him Matt as well, didn't I? I just said Matt,
rather than
Will. Sorry. What is holding the baby?
Holding the baby was Hugh Bonneville sitcom back in the 90s.
Oh,
I was a little.
Were you the baby?
Kid. I wasn't even the baby. I was the baby's best friend.
If you were the baby, I don't think you should have that on your CV. I don't think it's right. That's on there. I want to hear more about how brilliant I am.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So you said 4.5.
Oh, I was. Yeah.
Well, how could he have got that extra point though?
Muscles.
To make it up to 5.
Probably my muscles were.
You weren't quite as muscly then, maybe.
Yeah, could have been that.
I think he did quite a lot of crying on stage.
Sounds about right. With the walkouts, did people walk out of it?
No, I don't think so.
No, we weren't. So it was at a Peacock and Gamble show.
Yeah.
I worked out. We were trying to work out how to deal with walkouts. Because in our first Edinburgh, me and Ed, we had a few walkouts. In our second year, we didn't have any at all.
Right.
And in our third year, because I think that was a more accessible show. I think it was the strongest show.
Mm.
Was it, do you remember which show it was? Or what happened in it, what the premise of it was? There was Emergency Broadcast, which is about us taking over a show in an emergency. There was Don't Want to Be on Telly Anyway.
Yes.
That one.
The one.
Okay, that was the second show, so there wouldn't have been walkouts then. And then there was Heartthrobs, which was about us being famous in Japan.
Was
the premise of that show. But I was more famous, that was the premise of the show. But between us, we eventually worked out that the best way to deal with walkouts, because my natural inclination is to be shouty.
Yeah.
Mm. Is to be kind of aggressive and, you know, and try and make it funny, but to do it that way. But that wasn't working because of the characters in the show. So we worked out that the best thing to do if there was a walkout was for me to cry uncontrollably. So for me to be really, really upset that someone would walk out and I would go, come on, it's not for everyone, mate. Don't worry. It's not for it. And it genuinely diffused plenty of awkward situation.
Can you cry on demand?
Yeah, yeah.
Real tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1,
no,
go.
There's no reason within this scenario to do it. Yeah, I can, but I can joke cry on demand, so I can get tears of joking, but I wouldn't be... It'd be harder for me as an actor to get real tears and emotionally convey that. But I could do it in a jokey way and still have the tears.
And still have tears, yeah. Okay. Can you do that?
I can't do that.
Any crying scenes?
You must be able to cry on demand.
No.
You look a bit like Tom Holland.
Ooh.
I think you've got a look of Tom Holland.
The guy in Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man now. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Dominic Holmeson. Yeah, you do. You've got a look of him.
Oh, cool.
You say thank you.
No, not really, because then he's getting all those jobs.
He's popped himself in that pocket.
I don't.
No room for you, mate.
I just use... Oh, maybe I shouldn't tell people this. I just use a tear stick.
What's that?
Like a sort of mental vessel.
Hang on. What do you think it is?
I mean, I have no idea.
Given the conversation we're having, and he says I use a tear stick, what do you then think it is going
to
be?
What's on it? Like, not Vaseline, like eucalyptus or something to make you tear up.
Why are you asking me?
Oh my God, what's on the stick, Will?
Menthol.
Okay. How does that work? Yeah. Like, instantly you start crying?
Yeah, it just makes your eyes all sort of blurry.
But it only makes
them
water, that's all it does. So it gets you the tears.
It gets you the tears, but you've got to bring the rest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're better off just getting actually upset. So you're better off just making yourself actually upset.
Yes. That's although if you've got to do that 200 times.
Yeah.
You have, yes.
Oh, you've got to do it. You've got to do it now 200 times.
That's what we do in August before they have to have a tear 200 times.
I think it's different on stage. I think on stage you don't necessarily need to bring the tears, but I think if you're being filmed doing it, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever job Tom Holland doesn't get, if you get it and then there is crying involved in that, then
it's yours.
And you're walking around going, can I get a tear stick? And they're going, we don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, a real actor. Tom Holland would
be. So would you have fancied being Spider-Man? Would that have been something that you would have...
I would have.
There'll be another one soon, another reboot of it. You can get that one. Thanks. Yeah, they're always doing it, aren't they?
No, I think they'll settle now.
Do you see that Kirsten Dunst has sort of had a go at it and said, like, she did the best
did
one with...
Do you see Kirsten Dunst?
Right, so she did an interview where she said, they asked about the new one with Tom Holland, and she said, to be honest with you, I did the best one with Sam Raimi. They're just cashing in on it now. She feels like she did the best Spider-Man film with Tobey Maguire, wasn't it?
If you're listening, you didn't...
I haven't seen them really. Were they not? They're not great. Sam Raimi is a great director, though. Work with him well. He's a good director.
Okay, Sam Raimi.
No, Evil Dead. Good.
Yeah.
Did you do Evil Dead in a shit way? What, the original?
Yeah,
Sam Raimi.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Have you not seen Drag Me to Hell?
I liked that.
One of the worst films
I liked it with Justin Long, yeah.
And Spider-Man 3, when he directs, was fucking dog shit.
Well, then they did it again with Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield.
Loved those films.
Good,
I loved them. Nobody else likes them. Like, fans, comic book fans and that, don't like them. I loved them. I thought they were great. I thought Garfield was an amazing Spider-Man. But I also think Tom Holland is an amazing Spider-Man.
Okay. Is it out already?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Avengers. Was it Captain America 2? Whichever one they used. He was in that, and he did a good job.
I thought it was going to be Donald Glover for a while.
Yeah, he thought so. People were tweeting him about it, and then he thought that would be great. But he has just been cast in something else.
Who's Donald Glover?
Childish Gambino. Community. Have you seen Community? Okay, well, he's pretty well known.
He's a comedian. Even know who you are.
He's like infuriatingly talented.
He does everything well. Yeah. He's a rapper, he's a comedian, he's an actor, a singer, he can do
everything.
He's also
beautiful, like stunningly beautiful.
I know, he is crazy hot, isn't he? Yeah. So. He's just amazing. I just watched a stand-up show.
I'm just going to wait while you both... I'll just wait here till you both come.
Well,
it was the music earlier has got me all horny.
Yeah.
Moving on to people who are also considered to be hot, you have worked with a king of hotness, the teenage girls, Harry Styles, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Although I think work with is maybe
an
exaggeration. I met him.
Well,
go on.
I don't feel you have to answer that question.
But you are in a film. He's in Dunkirk with Tom Hardy, Harry Styles.
But you don't say to a... You don't say to him, oh, you've worked with someone who's better looking than you.
That's not a question. Did I say that?
You worked with Harry Styles.
All right, you've worked with Harry Styles. Moving on to...
Not speaking of hot, not you,
we were talking about Donald Glover being hot. It was an easy transition. Anyway, yes, you've worked with that.
This is why I need to lead
you. You've worked with Harry Styles then, yeah?
Harry Styles, yeah.
I met him in the makeup trailer and giggles like a schoolgirl.
See,
I don't know who he is.
This is for Dunkirk, the film. It's from One Direction. Harry Styles. Right.
You do know
you must
who
know
Harry
Styles
is, right?
Is, yeah.
Do you genuinely not?
Mm.
He's like...
That rings a bell now with the One Direction thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he look like E.T.? Is it that bloke?
Actually, are you thinking about Niall Horan?
I don't know
all the names. But I wasn't nervous because...
Yeah, that's it. That's E.T.
E.T.
That is totally E.T.
E.T.
Take the hair away, that is E.T., mate.
Back Row and Chill on FUBAR Radio.
I'm Johanna James and I'm here with...
Maria.
And...
Natalia.
Just so we can explain to all my listeners on the radio show, you're a member of Pussy Riot and you're a founding member of the Belarus Free Theatre.
Pussy Riot, it's much more easier to pronounce than Belarus Free Theatre.
Yeah. Yeah, in England people know the word pussy more. I had heard of Pussy Riot before, like in the news. It was on my kind of circle of knowledge, but I didn't understand what they were until I properly Googled it and like looked you up, because I thought, like many other people, that you were a band, which is not true. So we want to make sure that everybody understands what Pussy Riot is, and it's not a band.
It's a punk collective, actually.
Yeah, collective.
Which is doing political art. The story is very easy. When President Putin decided to go third time to president's chair, we start our, let's say, activities in Russia after one of them, which was in the so-called cathedral in Moscow. We were put into prison for 2 years, two of us, me and Nadia. And after that, we were released and we started Human Rights Project. And now we helping other prisoners succeed several times. And also we are doing art projects. For me, it's a chance to firstly show the very inside of my prison experience.
Yeah, so 2 years you were inside for standing up for yourself.
Yes, but also to reflect and to show some parts of my story, which I think most problematic. One of the goals is to show what can happen if you're doing political art. And one of goals is free Oleg Sentsov, who actually had just 20 years of prison for nothing. 20 fucking years in Russian prison means death, actually. He's now in the middle of Siberia, in the mostly total isolation.
He's still there?
Yes, he's there.
My radio show is all about entertainment and movies and TV show and Netflix. And we were asking...
Netflix.
Yeah, and I read up about you and said, you were on a Netflix show.
Yes, I was.
Well, what show were you on?
Cars. Of Cars.
That's a huge American Netflix show. And you were playing yourself in the show?
Yes, we were us as Pussy Riot.
That's really cool, though. So do you watch Netflix?
I watched House of Cards.
Do you have a favorite movie?
I'm really like to watch movies, but I like classics. I like Odyssey 2001.
Oh, yeah. Kubrick's. Space Odyssey 2001.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sci-fi girl.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have with me Alani.
Woohoo!
Yay, hello! Thanks for joining me. You're just like, ta-da! She's like holding her arms out. Okay, so yes, Abby is here.
Hello.
Yay. And we're going to play a little game of Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Yes. Okay, so for Alani's sake, who's like, what's happening? Abby has got a list of sex positions.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some are real, some are fake.
Yeah.
And we have to guess if it is a real position or a fake one, and then we have to guess what it is.
Okay, I love this. Oh, I might actually try them later on this evening.
Yeah, that's what normally happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, okay, I'm going to start with butcher. Is butcher real?
Oh no.
Butcher.
I'm just like imagining huge things of like
butcher.
Dead meat hanging from hooks.
Yeah.
Doesn't
butcher.
Sound very sexy, does
no,
it?
But it doesn't.
Some BDSM.
That's what I was thinking.
On, you
it's
know?
Like, tied up on a hook.
Ooh.
I don't want that to be a sex position because it sounds so revolting to me. So I'm going to say no.
Alani?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with BDSM. Like, I feel like it might be something that I don't know, vanillas don't do. But yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Hannah has the point there because
oh,
it's
really?
Not
oh, no. Okay.
Actually real.
I had faith.
No. Yeah, but
if it was going to be one, that's what it would have been.
Yeah,
definitely.
But what type of sex position would it have been though?
Definitely one where you know, like you're
hanging
it's the hook,
someone
you're
up, yeah.
hanging, like wrists tied together,
yeah, like with a door jack
classic.
Or something.
Okay, what about Scorpio? Do you think Scorpio is a sex position?
I'm gonna say yes. I feel like I've seen this in like probably in like Cosmo or something.
Yeah,
and like Cosmo Sutra.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I used to go on Cosmo Sutra when I was about 15, like,
same
all
here.
The time.
Listen, Hannah, honestly. I feel like it. Yeah, I don't know what it could be. I feel like.
Well, I reckon like the sting is something. I'm gonna go yes as well. I think it's one.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah.
Both have a point
ding.
There.
Wait, hold on. Hey.
Woo. Okay, so now you have to work together or against each other to guess.
Okay. See, I reckon it's penetrative because like Scorpio, scorpion. Sting.
Yeah.
Penis.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It is penetrative. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna, I don't know, maybe.
Does it look like a scorpion? If the body is like some.
I don't know.
I don't want to give anything away.
Or is it where she might be pegging him or something?
Oh my goodness.
What does that mean?
Pegging.
Oh, pegging is where a
you know,
person
she wears...
without a penis wears a strap on.
Oh,
a strap
right, okay. On. Didn't know the right term for that.
My bad, sorry.
We just went thinking about pegging.
Yeah.
Like,
could be.
I feel like I'm wrong now because you didn't know what it was. No. Unless you're just playing with me.
Well, she did say, oh, I didn't know the word for it.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Go on, what is it?
Is it, wait, are we all like, on, can you give us a clue? Are we all like on the right track?
Are we hot or cold?
So, someone, there's two people and...
Oh, Lord.
There's also something, they're leaning on something.
A sex chair. A cushion. A sex.
Cushion.
Cushion.
Cushion's closer.
A sex
really?
Cushion.
No.
And one person... I don't want to give it away because once I say one
okay,
thing,
so there's
it's
a cushion
be,
involved,
there's a cushion.
And it's penetrative,
and lying down.
Okay, is it like a version of missionary?
But on well, the other but way she's around. On her tummy and he's on top.
Yeah.
Oh,
getting closer.
Nice.
Oh,
that's
basically
it. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah. That is it.
Oh, I see. Yep.
Oh, yay.
Okay. As per usual, guys.
Oh, that's my favourite position. That's what it's called. I do that all the time.
So you do need the sex cushion.
And the pillow is so amazing as well because it gives you that right arch. Like,
yeah.
That arch.
This is nice, though, this pillow, because it's not just, like, under the pelvis.
Yes.
It's, like, it's
you
a big
it
pillow.
Under your, your
under
belly.
Your whole
yeah,
body.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But the person doing the penetrating... in this image image is literally doing a press up.
Yeah.
Like, they are.
He is.
That is. That looks. You're going to have to be strong to do that. So good luck to you. As per usual, this picture is now on my Snapchat. So
for the listeners who can't see that lovely photo, partner one lies down on the pillow, their legs are bent and driven apart. The second person goes on top and straightens their arms. Like, ooh. That's that push up position.
Mm hmm.
Legs are straight too, and they're standing on their tiptoes.
Yeah, they literally would have to be doing push-ups,
yeah,
in order to like slide in and out.
I didn't know why sex tiptoes. Is great for, like, you know, burning calories.
Yeah,
not me though, because I just lay there.
Yeah, one person's just
not
like
me.
Lying there, hanging out. Like,
everybody else is burning calories. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so what about watch?
Watch.
Yeah, do you think watch is a sex position?
Tick-tock.
Watch. What would a watch be if it was? I'm trying to... What would a watch
be? I feel like it would be them in the shape of, like,
yeah,
like hands on a watch, but I swear we've had one that was like that, and I can't remember what it was called. Mm. The Grandfather Cock. No. There you go. That's what a made-up one for next week.
There we go.
If it was a watch, I'm trying to think, maybe... I don't know, would he swing around her or something? Like, so you see, like, how she's laid there. Like, so if the woman's lying down on her,
like,
tummy.
Wrapped around.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, penetrating her from different positions. So, like, he's 69ing her on top. And
oh,
just,
my God. It's like...
doing all this, I don't know.
It's not far off, like, it is.
Oh, so it is. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, so I think it is a thing, yeah.
So it's real. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's real. Okay.
So because I want my point.
I was so shocked about how that rambling went on to almost the answer, and I was like, what? No, stop.
Thinking about it.
Okay, fair.
Wow.
Point.
Yes.
So to kind of,
I was lost there.
Picture?
I don't really know.
Do you have a picture?
I do have a picture. So
they are, like, wrapped around.
I hope this is what you're thinking of now.
Let me see.
It's not wrapped around, but you said a 69, but someone on top.
Exactly.
Is this what you were thinking of?
Yes.
My imagination doesn't even stretch that far.
Yeah,
what is
it's
that?
A bit of a weird one.
I'm really into it.
I feel like I've seen something like that as well in all
Try and explain it.
I'm going to try and explain it. Basically, it's penetration, and the person who's doing the penetrating is effectively in the position of a chair,
yes,
and the other person is sat backwards on the chair riding them. So the person is, like, kind of like in a yoga position where they're lying on their back, and then they fling their legs over, so their bum becomes the seat.
Definitely. That's a very good description.
Thank
very
you.
Accurate.
Thank you. That's pretty, yep, it's
and
a
how
good,
you
it's
got that?
It's
just,
that's
I'm just
madness.
Using my imagination.
I need
You'd
to, like,
be surprised, because honestly, I just lay there.
I need to re-listen to your rambling just then, because I was not following it. So I'm like, wow. Yeah, I would never have guessed that. That's mad.
Watch TikTok. You don't stop.
I don't even need to give a description of it because yours are so good, Hannah.
Thank you.
What about Rise and Shine?
Rise and Shine.
I like how you gave this one back to me. You've never given one back to me before. You've always just, like, let me kept them.
Do you want to have a look at them?
Oh, let me see, yeah.
Not interested in the watch.
Just watch. Like, you can have that back. Wait, so what, Rise and Shine's
yes.
the next one?
Sounds like morning sex.
Yeah, I know. Mm. But that's not, like, a position necessarily,
yeah, it's like,
is
maybe...
it? Is one person starfishing on the bed? That's what I'm
so
imagining.
So you're both saying it is a sex position?
I want it to be one. It sounds nice.
Are you saying it's a sex position?
I'm quizmaster, so I'm on the fence.
Okay, Rise and Shine.
The fence, that's another one.
That is actually one.
Is it?
Yeah, I swear we've done that one.
Have we? Oh, God, I can't remember.
I'm trying to think. Rise and Shine, would that be a sex position? Would that?
I'm going, yeah.
Hannah says yes.
I'm going to say no.
Hannah has another point.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Ding. No. Don't worry, you're like guessing the actual position, so you're way ahead.
Okay, what's Rise and Shine? Actually, can I try? Okay, you're
is
supposed to guess it.
Yeah, you can guess it now and you can get points. Starfishing. Anything? Because I'm just like, in Rise and Shine in the morning, you're like yawning, you stretch.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. I think it's probably him underneath and she's on top. Like,
wait,
giving...
Rise and Shine, Morning Glory, is it a blowjob position?
That's a good one.
I'm really sorry because I got you really excited, but I've actually read it wrong and...
It's fake.
So, Alani, you get like 10 points.
Really? 10?
I was like, oh no, what have I done? I was like looking at Lissy in the room. I was like, oh no.
Oh really?
What have I done?
So it's my Can we make it?
Yes, you can make it.
We'll make it a sex
and we'll submit it. Yeah.
It is. So it's going to be a combination of my two ideas. Yeah. The morning stretch.
Yeah.
So the person with the penis is starfishing with an erection just sticking out. And then the other person is sucking them off.
Yes. This is why I didn't want to stop you.
I was enjoying that as well. I was getting really into it.
That is the rise and shine.
I wanted to see what it was as well. I was looking forward to seeing what's the rise and shine. I wanted to see.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I have one more and I'll get it right. Mexican Halloween.
What is Mexican Halloween?
Oh my gosh, if this really is one.
I don't know any cultural references to even know what that would be.
Mexican. I'm just going to say no to save myself the trouble of having to go into it.
I'm going
to
say too much imagination.
I'm going to say yes then.
Okay, it is a sex position.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, so.
What is this?
Mexican Halloween.
Mexican Halloween.
The only Mexican things I know are food and a Mexican wave.
I just did the Mexican wave.
Yeah, oh wait, hold on. Okay.
Your turn, you've got to do it now.
Yay! We just did a Mexican wave in the studio. Good times, having such fun.
I don't know, that's a good one,
Mexican Halloween.
Maybe, like, when he comes, he does the
Mexican wave. Okay, which word should we focus on more, Mexican or Halloween, to give us any clues as to what is happening?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. I don't
know. Neither is going to help us. Okay.
And if I say what I was going to say, I'll be giving it away, so.
Ooh, okay.
Is it oral? We've had an oral one tonight.
Yes.
Okay, it's oral.
Okay.
It is. Oh, okay. Is it oral on a vag?
Yes.
Right. It's cunnilingus.
Ooh.
Look. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's
no.
not.
What's wrong with me today? No, it's not.
It's not.
Abby! Okay, so it's a blowjob. Mexican Halloween. I'm so confused. Is the penis dressed up?
Oh, that's a good one. Is it dressed up?
Not in the picture, but.
You got a bow tie?
I'm sure they would be open to doing this.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my god, I'm so confused now.
Okay, so. Both people are lying down.
Both people are lying down. And it's not right. oral.
It is oral.
Oh, it is oral and they're lying down. What about...
Planking.
He's lying... What about he's lying down? Maybe... No, she's lying down and perhaps, I don't know, he's doing, like, some yoga position whilst eating her out.
No, I think it's a blowjob.
It's a blowjob. Okay, so she's doing the yoga position whilst he's lying down. Like, a yoga position. I don't know, like, she has
her legs.
They're
both lying down.
Oh, they're both lying
they're
down.
They're both lying down.
What else can you do lying down? I would know this.
Are they facing the same direction? They're not, like, reversed.
They're both facing inwards towards each other if they, like...
If they were, like... Yeah, if she wasn't sucking him off.
They could say hi.
They could say hi. Okay. So they're on their side?
On their back.
They're on their backs? Wait, they're both on their backs?
Both.
I'm just going to give it to you because you...
What? They're both on their... Oh.
Go on, tell us.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, person giving oral is lying on their back, and then the other person is lying opposite way around on top of their stomach.
I want to see this.
Then the person giving has their, like, arms around the other person's belly. I mean, if you've got the bigger person on top, I'd be terrified you're going to squash him. Can you see that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. I don't think I'd do that.
I would get completely squashed.
I would... Yeah, my boyfriend's too, like... Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
Right, where's...
So, partner one lies on their back, bends their knees and drives them apart.
Why can't he be on the bottom? Like, that's... Literally, I would get crushed.
Yeah.
I think
too much body weight.
He does have his arms and, like arms on the floor, so he could be holding himself up if he's got good enough
that's
abs
true.
To do that.
True.
You know.
But it's a funny one, that
supporting
one.
Supporting his own weight. Is there a final score?
You have won by 1 point.
Woohoo! I think, Ollie, you're a great contender, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Your imagination was...
It almost got supreme.
I tried. The Mexican one threw me off. That threw me off.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Joining us in the studio now, we have the wonderful Sean Burke. Sean, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks for having me.
We clap guests. Do we clap? Now we do.
That's fine with me if you want to clap. It's all good.
Jacob, can we clap?
You can
clap? Yeah.
Right, okay.
There you are.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yes.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, because obviously I've been watching your videos for a long while.
Yeah, 10 years now.
It is, yeah. I can't remember how I came across your videos.
Probably through Bri, was it, maybe?
Oh, it may have been. Are you a good friend of his?
Yeah. Well, actually, I haven't seen him in a while now.
Well, but, he's
doing his own thing.
He's
just Bri now as well.
Yeah.
But he's doing very well.
Yeah.
He's on the Late Late Show in Ireland, which is like our equivalent of, I don't know, Graham Norton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not very good, though. The Irish equivalent of most things is pretty...
Graham Norton's Irish as well.
Except for Graham Norton.
Yeah. I like Graham Norton.
Do you have an English version of Graham Norton? Is that what it is? Just an English person just doing well on...
What would that be? God, I suppose Alan Carr, chatty man.
Yeah.
TV host, you know.
I guess. Sean, are you familiar with the kids' game Habbo Hotel?
No, actually.
Not really a game.
Oh, it was an online chat room / game.
Okay.
So, basically, everybody had their own room within a hotel.
Right.
A virtual hotel.
Yeah.
And a kind of running joke that we have on the show is, because when I was younger, I invested a lot of man hours into that. It was kind of... Did you play RuneScape?
No, actually, I didn't play too many games like that. I have heard of that, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like you put real money into it.
Things.
And I was actually... I scammed a lot of people on there.
Really?
I was a 12-year-old just scamming other kids, not really knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I built up a big fortune of wealth within the game.
Holy crap.
And was, like, famous within Habbo, which is very embarrassing now because it is a shit game.
Yeah.
But my name on there... was number one chav. Yeah, so basically this part that's the history sort of. This is a segment we do where one of us writes a play every week, and it's an ongoing drama. And within the play, what has happened recently is myself, Will and Tom have been transported as humans into Habbo Hotel.
Right.
So we're now characters within the hotel.
I see.
So it may be a bit complicated for you, but
it's fine. I got it.
I've asked Sean to do the narration as well. He's going to be playing the character. Is it just random bloke or is it Gavin?
Yeah, it's random man.
Yeah, you're random man.
Random man.
He's very chipper, but then he gets a little bit... But you'll figure that out.
A bit sad.
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay.
You'll nail that, I'm sure. And if there's any bad grammar, it's not funny to point out bad grammar.
just read it.
Yeah, I was having a quick look. Right, so Tom has...
Jism.
...written Karen. This one.
Yes.
And Jism. We're in Habbo Hotel.
Jism. Okay. I shall begin. The lads stood there, pixelated and confused. How the hell were they going to get out of here?
So, Willie... What's it going to be? You going to give me your password or not?
You know what?
Don't do anything brash, Will. Look at his shoes. He's wearing Crocs. Never trust a man in Crocs.
Yeah, Will. I don't think you should listen to him. He looks like he stinks.
Let me finish, Jack. Ever since we appeared in this dated chat room medium, I've been keeping a close eye on you.
Oh, yeah? What did you... You like what you see, did you? Oh, yeah? Like what you see, did you?
Literally one punch, Will. I'll get him.
Look at Tom trying to act tough. I know we're in a... Fuck me.
Let me start again.
Let me just be able to read today.
Let's start again. It's all right, Jack. It's not on air.
Read your line before you told us to do in their line.
Right, so how should I do number one chav?
You'd be like...
Hey, so, Willie, what's it going to be?
Not Italian.
So, Willie, what's it gonna be?
You know what?
Don't do anything brash, Will. Look at his shoes. He's wearing Crocs. Never trust a man in Crocs, Will.
Yeah, well, I don't think you should listen to him, mate. He looks like he stinks.
Let me finish, Jack. Ever since we appeared in this dated chat room medium, I've been keeping a close eye on you.
Oh, yeah? Like what you see, did ya?
Literally one punch, Will, and I'll get him.
Look at Tom trying to act tough. I know we're in a computer game, mate, but this is a chat room, not Tekken.
Tom! Let me do this. And I noticed something.
Will leaned in toward number one chav, extended his arm out and placed his finger onto number one chav's shoulder, where there was one dark green pixel which looked very out of place.
Do you know what this is, Tom?
A bogey?
Nope, not quite.
Will begins to stride back and forth in a manner where if he was smoking a pipe, it wouldn't look out of place.
That, my dear boy, is called a cluttock.
You what, bruv?
Yeah, Will. Answer this croc-wearing turd.
It is only the third most deadly online virus out there.
How do you know that, Will?
I was sent it on an IT course and they told us.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, Will. Answer this croc-wearing shit.
For fuck's sake. Just the wrong fucking button. This is all
just fucking just speak the fucking word.
If he doesn't put a certain HDMI code in, it would be wiped and gone forever. And I know the code.
Slowly, because that's quite a big line there.
If he doesn't put a certain HTML code in.
Yep.
How's that Hotmail?
I sure have Hotmail.
Is it?
It's not.
I don't think it is.
No, it's not. You know what?
I think it is.
do it again without interrupting you in the wrong
right,
way.
Right, so number one Chav's about to scam him, but Will has pointed out that he's got a weird coloured pixel on his shoulder.
Then Will...
If he doesn't put that hotmail code in.
Will's got a HTML code that could potentially save him.
If he doesn't do it...
He will be wiped out and gone. And I know the fucking code.
Uh-oh.
Tell me, what the fuck? How do we get out of here?
And just as things got tense, a random chap came over and began to talk to the group. Hello, guys. My name is Gavin, and I've come here to make new friends. How do you do?
Hey, Gavin, mate. Not a great time right now. So...
I've been ever so lonely since my wife went out to buy that milk. She has been gone for the last 3 years. I haven't been able to have any cups of tea or coffee since, as I am afraid that if I buy some milk and she returns with hers, then we would have far too much.
This is depressing me a bit.
I don't know whether to shoot him or hug him. Higgin.
Okay. Can we get back to business, guys? Sorry, Gavin, that sounds like a rank scenario, but I need to save these Muppets, so if you wouldn't mind being on your way...
No problem at all. See you later, new friend. Bye, it's my first day.
Tell me how we get out of here, Chavvy Bollocks, and the code is yours.
Fine. You need to go to that fruit machine in the corner. There is a keypad on the side. Type in any website in the side and hit enter. It will take you there.
The boys all looked at each other, then gave it legs straight toward the fruit machine.
What about me? What about this fucking virus?
Tom was right. It was a bogey.
Tom got to the keypad first and he began to type.
Right, wait there. Wait there, Sean. There's some music coming.
You read this, like, speedily.
Yeah. Wait. Now.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Join us next week to find out where does Tom take the boys next. Did we really go on an IT course? Did Will really go on an IT course, maybe? Will Jack ever admit to Tom that he, in fact, has two pairs of Crocs? Join us next for more Foo Boys.
Fuck me. So I wrote that so late last night, but I thought I nailed the fuck
you
out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're really confident in that. Mm. Weird, man.
No, I like
Sean nailed Gavin.
What?
He nailed it.
Yes, thank you. I just got in his skin.
You did.
You know?
Yeah. You were wearing Gavin.
It was not your first day.
It's good. It's good because Sean can read as well.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's
hard. It's a handy talent.
Yeah. We've had many narrators that can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's leave that there.
So.
Epic Braille.
Epic Braille. No, I enjoyed that. Thanks to Sean for coming on the show. Thanks. Hope you've enjoyed it.
I did indeed.
There is always a place for you here, Sean.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
I'm actually distracted because an absolute bona fide legend has just walked into the studio. Someone that's actually inspired so much that I've done, not just musically, but visually. Ladies and gentlemen, Adamski. How are you doing?
All right, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you, man. It's such a pleasure to get to speak to you.
Oh,
not only to chat to you, but to speak to you about Killer, and it's sort of this anniversary release, this collection of songs,
yeah.
This collection of versions, should uh-huh. I say, yeah. of it that you're releasing. Where what was the kind of idea behind, you know, getting all these artists to cover it, if you will?
I just didn't want to go down the usual route of just getting all the latest, like, flavour of the month DJs to do a, you know, remix in every genre. I just I kind of wanted to approach it like a new art project.
Yeah.
As if I'd just come up with that bass line and... Because I did feel kind of fresh, because it's been such a long time since I made it.
Yeah.
That... It was just good approaching it with different characters. They're all very strong characters, the singers I've got on there.
Absolutely.
And with very different sort of tastes and sort of vibes about them. So it was good to just made each one like a new thing in itself.
Yeah. I heard that you, with the original, with Killer, it was a chance. It landed in Seal's hands by chance, right?
Not quite. He asked me if he could sing for me.
Yeah.
And I said, pick a track. And I think I played in like four tracks. And that's the one he chose. So it's kind of serendipitous the way we met. and the way he got a cassette to me through my flatmate who...
Yes, that was it. Yeah, that's what I meant by the kind of chance.
Yeah,
you know, like the friend having the kind of, you know, presence of mind to actually give you the demo rather than just...
Yeah,
fling it away because he was probably getting loads at the time.
No, I don't know if that many people knew he was my flatmate. He was like,
was he not dining out on that?
A rave on Clapham Common. I don't know, but it was that he gave him this cassette. But I wasn't looking for a singer anyway. I was playing instrumental techno. And it was going really well, and so and I had a deal off it. So I wasn't really looking for a singer, but then. I thought, wow, that's an amazing voice. Sounds like Jimi Hendrix sort of thing. And I thought, oh, well, that might work. The spirit of the times was like there were all these different creative people crossing paths. Well, all different, all sorts of people. The people doing, you know, the flyers, the artwork, the sound system, the, you know, finding venues, all these in the all the illegal raves, and then the people making the music. Some from here, some coming over from America, and just all these people crossing paths.
Yeah. And did you kind of foresee the impact that Killer would have, like the long-lasting impact as well? Because it hasn't lost any of its impact. Every time I hear it's the same.
It's mad.
Just absolutely bangs. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, it's been kind of surreal. Made the last 30 years of my life really surreal. Because even... I didn't expect it to be number one, and then when it was number one, like you say, I didn't know it was going to have that longevity. Is it longevity?
Yeah, it's a weird word, isn't it? Longevity.
Yeah, I always said is it long or long?
And then you just got to turn the G into a J all of a sudden. Yeah. I hate English sometimes.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed by English. When you get one word and it's spelt the same, but you pronounce
it's like tear and things like that,
and trying to explain that.
I struggled with that. I think that's why you speak in the language of music, and everyone can understand that. Yeah.
Apparently, we speak different languages because of the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Babylon.
Oh, right, yeah, of course,
and God punished us with different languages because we tried to make this tower.
Exactly.
And but sort of some people... I speak some other languages, so...
Which ones?
Italian and Spanish. Spanish is a bit terrible and embarrassing, but I can just about speak Italian because I used to live there.
I was going
to
say, have you picked it up through, like, you know, just the many times you've obviously been to the country?
Yeah, well, I did go there a lot, and then I just decided to move there in the late 90s.
Nice.
And stayed there about 3 years. And, I've been kind of blessed, like, to be able to just move around and... Yeah.
I was going to say long may it continue, but, you know, Brexit and that.
I know.
Brexit and coronavirus is not too good, is it?
Yeah. Everyone's staying at home now.
It's like that right now. B's and C's.
Back row and chill on FUBAR Radio.
So Doc Brownsy,
Doc Brown, that's the third voice you're hearing.
Yeah,
woo, guys.
Doc Brown.
I'm having so much needed respite. It was kind of a couple of years there of not really resting at all. I guess because, you know, when opportunities come your way in our business and you know how that period of time that your candle might burn, you know, I've been going for it. Yeah, I got off like the press junket for Ricky's film, Ricky Gervais's film.
And did you guys tour? Where did you tour?
We just did everywhere, but we didn't have to travel everywhere. So a lot of people came to London.
So
but
you didn't get to go to Japan or anything?
No. We dealt with all the press, but most people came to Soho Hotel.
See, I think we're losing out, Doc, because, you know, Arnold Ochin.
Yes.
You know, he did The Good Lie. And he toured the world. I don't know why we can't tour the world. Like, he's in Japan, places where they don't even have black people, and Arnold is there.
That's very true. If you speak to most actors, they would tell you that that's the real sort of graft of the job that they don't necessarily look forward to, you know. Yeah. But, you know, these days you're contracted to that the same way as you're contracted to act in the flipping film.
I've got three kids. I look forward to it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I know that. I know that and I hear that. The one thing I learned from it, because it's the first time I've ever done it, is that if the film is good, that job is a hell of a lot easier. Because there were some days where I wasn't even sure if I was saying the same thing twice to the same interviewer, because you were doing like 10, 15 in a row.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, imagine if the film was shit. Mm. Like, that must be so hard. And that must happen every day to actors.
The listeners, like, so when Doc just said we do 10 to 15 interviews in a row, we're talking about literally, because people don't know this, we literally sit in a room and people come in back to back.
Yeah. Back to back. The biggest break you'll get is when someone will go, do you want any more water?
So, or if you need to go to the toilet.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't have time for that.
And here's the interesting thing. Most of these people come in and they go, you've probably heard this all day, I've got a really original question though. And they ask the same damn questions that we've been asked all day long. Am I lying?
That's very, very true. And I think anytime someone just comes out of left field with a question, they get the best interview. And it really makes me laugh listening to interviews or pre-records with other actors, other artists. And then when it comes back to the studio live, the host will say something along the lines of, oh yeah, I think he was a bit jet lagged. He wasn't very responsive. And I'm thinking, I'm sat there listening at home thinking, yeah, but your questions were so boring. Yeah, you've been hearing the same shit all day.
I'm just breaking my chair.
I am listening.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to get the best out of an artist, then engage them. There's a film show on, I don't want to plug other film shows, but there's a film show on 5 Live, Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode.
I quite like them though.
And I take, well, they're big fans of you, man.
I love them.
They're
actually
big fans
Mark
of you.
Mark Kermode is my G.
I mean, he bigs you up regular. When Simon's away, I take his place. The last time I was on it, I interviewed Ben Kingsley. So I was part of that junket, the other side. And I could see what the other interviewers are doing. And I just thought, I'm just like, because the BBC was saying, this is what you should say, this is what you shouldn't say. And I was like, you know what? Let me do it my way. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know the guy, but I feel like I can engage him.
Yeah, and you did.
So number one, I'm not going to call him Sir Ben. I'm just going to chat to him. And they're like, ooh, I don't know. And I was like,
did
listen.
You go, yo, Benny?
Benny. B.
hey, yo, B. BK.
You know what? I just, obviously, I bigged up his movie. I'd seen it. So I thought, yeah, you know what? It's a decent movie, so I don't have to lie. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I bigged up the movie, got him on side. I did a bit of research on him. I didn't realize he was of mixed parentage, you know.
Yes.
So I said, you know what, like, I've found, like, as an actor, having a mixture of cultures in my family has informed me on, like, it's given me, I don't want to say a universal voice, but it's made me open me up from a young age to very different experiences, which I think has informed my skills as an actor. What do you think about that, coming from a biracial background? Yeah. You should have seen his eyes lit up.
Yeah.
His eyes just lit up and he was fully engaged. And then from that point on in the interview, I swear down, he goes, the thing about you and I, Ben, the thing about people like us is we are social chameleons. The thing about you and I, people like me, people like you.
I was like,
no one's getting this interview today.
Of course not.
Nobody. I'm very proud of it. But, you know, it just goes to show.
Yeah.
One small thing that's just sort of off, just out of left field, you're going to engage it.
Joanna does that, and we often try to educate our young listeners, well, not young, but our listeners, that a lot of them want to get into the business.
Yeah.
If you ever become someone who's interviewing talent, always look for a different angle. Don't just go in with the same questions. Try and, you know, like Doc just said there, he found a way to engage Ben Kingsley and probably got the best interview out of everyone. And I think it's not just a cynical thing of just trying to get the best interview. That should be standard practice anyway. It's about just trying to be interesting and understand that these people could have had 20 or 30 people in there.
And also think genuinely about a conversation that you would be interested in.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about when you see your mates, you're not going to ask them the same stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're going to want a fresh, interesting conversation every time you see your mates. So
hey,
think
Bill,
about
was,
it like
how
that.
How was that packet of crisps, Bill? John just asked me that. Well, I'm asking you again,
I find hiding alcohol in my underwear, that always is a nice icebreaker for my interviews.
Yeah.
I don't have any right now.
She says.
There we go, whiskey.
Are we talking like airplane miniatures here?
Yeah, it's kind of like been my little thing when I do junkets. If I'm interviewing celebrities, I'll like whip out just to break the ice. Yeah, just do something completely wacky.
That would,
and it works.
Yeah.
She's got that down. You've been doing pretty well with that, actually.
Yeah, I've been doing a couple. Or do like Freudian slips or things like that. So it's quite fun.
Because they're always like, Did she just
wake him up a bit?
Wake him up.
Or people, they think I look quite, you know, nice and innocent, and then I'll just, like, I went in, my first ever interview was with Marlon Wayans for 50 Shades of Black.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I went in and was like, hello, and I thought he was, like, great, another, you know, interview. And I was like, so 50 Shades of Grey was good. Is Black better? And then he looked, he sort of, like, took it.
Yeah, he looked at
and then went, us see where we're going. And then, like, our interview just went off on another nice. Level. We've had a lot of emails coming in being like, oh my gosh, Noel and Doc together, this has been my dream.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
It's amazing. Can you guys work together?
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Martha in Ladbroke Grove. Yeah, Martha.
We're just going to take a second.
What kind of dream, Martha? What kind of dream? That's what I want to know.
I bet you want to know. Good this shot. Is Cards Against Humanity. It's one of the best, like, pub games or anything. It's a game of wit. I'm just going to test your wit and see how funny you are, because you guys both write comedy, so let's see who's funniest.
I don't write comedy.
That's not how I describe Noel Clark, but yeah.
I don't write comedy. So it's white cards and black cards. I'm going to go first round. So normally you person who plays the black cards is the first person who pooped that day, but we're going to forget that, and I'm going to just...
Poop?
It's the actual rules of the game.
I don't play good shit, you know.
And what what am I supposed to do?
So the point is, for example, I will read a black card, which is normally a statement, and on the white cards, you have got funny answers.
Okay.
So I'm going to read out a statement. We'll do a mock one, which is in the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time. And you guys have got to look through your cards, find what you think is the funniest filler.
Okay. So
you
I can
hand
look
it
at
to me.
These.
Yeah, I read it out, and then whoever I think wins the funniest answer.
I can look at these. Oh,
I didn't realize I could look
at
all
of
them.
Yeah, you can look.
Okay, great.
I'll pull out another black card.
I've laid out mine. I've got 10 here.
Yeah, I'm laying them out now.
This is the first one. Ready?
Yes.
So instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children blank.
I'd go for horse meat. Oh, I give it to you, do I?
Yeah.
There you go.
And then hand me yours. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children horse meat. Or instead of coal, Santa now gives the children a middle-aged man on roller skates.
That's easily that
okay.
one.
Okay. No, you win that worst round.
I thought I might.
No.
With that one.
Okay. What's there a ton of in heaven?
I'm liking this game.
I'm gonna go for
it's
that
so
one.
Funny. Okay, so what's there a ton of in heaven? Authentic Mexican cuisine.
That's hard to come by.
What's there a ton of in heaven? An erection that lasts for longer than 4 hours.
That's even harder to come by.
I think the erection is going to win that round.
I think you
got a round each. Well done. Well
okay,
done.
Okay, awesome.
What helps Obama unwind? Yeah, I'm not looking what it is.
This is kind of more political than it is funny. But
okay. What helps Obama unwind? Sexy pillow fights.
Okay.
What helps Obama unwind? Not giving a shit about the third world.
Political, see?
Okay, no one wins that one.
It is
with
easier.
A low blow.
It is easier.
What gets better with age?
Oh, man, this is disgusting.
Is it? I'm laughing already. I don't even know what it is. Okay.
My one is technically true, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
mine is 100% not true, and anyone who agrees with it needs to see a doctor.
What gets better with age? Child beauty pageants.
That's class.
That's dark, no?
And, it's dark, but class.
What gets better with age? Concealing a boner.
It does.
They're both true.
It's not
true.
It's not like the old days where you get up halfway through your lesson in class and it's just there.
Bro, I used to be able to hang a wet beach towel on my shit and now it just drops to the ground. Like,
I know. I
bet.
Seriously. What would grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Goblins.
Yeah.
What would grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? The clitoris.
Yeah. I bet grandma's never found that shit.
Depends on when she was born.
If she's born before 97,
if she's one of those hook grannies from now where she's like 37.
Oh, yeah, she knows all about it.
When I first played this game, I played it with my younger brother, and we all played it, and he got that, and he went, what's the clitoris?
This is a problem. How old is your brother?
He was about 17 at the time.
This is a problem, you see. You young boys don't know where the details are.
The goods are.
Mm. Yeah.
You gotta
That's
research
why
that.
Old man like me can take your girl.
I can't say that I knew when I was 17.
Of course you did. Come on, Doc.
I can't say that I knew.
I don't know.
Yeah, man, I knew. My mum was a nurse. I'd be reading them anatomy books when she was at work.
Nice. I had a book in my house that was called The Breast, but there was nothing about the clitoris in there. It was very scientific.
Now, my mum, as soon as she's, I'm going to work, darling. All right, mum, bam, anatomy book.
Yeah, no, I was the same with the breast. That's exactly
That's
the
quite
same.
A shame that all you had was a little scientific.
No, I also had the Littlewoods catalogue.
Okay,
yes,
fine,
I had the next catalogue.
Yeah.
The underwear section.
Boom, yeah. Oh my gosh. There used to be this girl in there and she had these pubes and you could see them through her pants and everything. And I used to go nuts, man.
Such an innocent time when you think about
it.
You know what I mean?
It was so innocent.
The Littlewoods catalogue.
Yeah.
Early masturbation.
Yeah.
Doc Brown, no Clark.
Yes.
Tune in next week.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Misunderstood her in the building,
yeah,
Jeff and Stefan!
Woo-woo!
How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Also, happy Hanukkah. All of the above.
No. Oh, I actually thought you knew it was my birthday.
Oh my God, is it your birthday?
Not today, but it's actually coming up. I thought you were going to say happy birthday to you in advance.
No, just one of those people that his birthday is the whole month.
Oh no, so same.
February, yeah.
Yeah.
Aquarius, baby.
That's not a very Aquarius vibe, because I'm a Leo, and Leos are like, yeah, my birthday lasts for 6 months. But like, I didn't know about that, about Aquariuses.
Yeah, we're very exclusive.
Oh.
It's just Jeff.
Very exclusive at hotmail.com.
Oh, yes. actually, let's kick it off. What was your old first ever email, please?
Oh no, mine was bad. Mine was bad. Mine was, no. My sister made this. It was buffboy, and you know it, at hotmail.com. And when I say my sister made it, she actually made it. Like, that wasn't me.
Buffboy?
And you know it, at hotmail.com.
So I am dead.
You know, back in the day, like, because obviously, like, we grew up together. So, like, back in the day, like, we used to have MSN. Shout
yeah, of course. I mean, MSN. Babe. Yeah.
So, like,
ASL.
What? ASL, what's that?
Oh, my God, what? Age, sex, location.
Okay.
Well, we know who really you were when you were younger.
No, but Steph,
sorry,
I was
not
like,
sorry.
I was like, Steph, what's your MSN so I can add you? Then he gave it to me and I was like, what?
How did you spell buff?
I think B-U-F-F.
Oh,
yeah,
buff.
But it was like, yeah, no, I don't even want to say it because some people are going to like try and email me and yeah. I don't use it, but it's still there.
Oh my God,
I mean?
You still have, like, sorry, still buff there. Boy.
What? No, not saying it anymore.
I am dead.
You know when it comes up on your screen, like, buff boy, and you know it has added you. I'm like, what the hell?
What? Yeah, sorry,
is this?
Guys,
yes.
Sorry.
And you're like, denied.
I was like,
no one that calls himself buff boy can be someone that's trusted. But clearly he can be.
This is true.
Appearances are deceiving, you know. Even though you have that lame ass email address, you're still a cool as fuck person in
yes,
my life.
Come on.
Mine was going to be, I asked my brother to set it up, and it was going to be sexonlegs@hotmail.com. And ironically, at the time, I was so not sex on legs that it was like, I was trying to be ironic, but everyone was just like, no.
But everyone was like, hell no.
Babe, it just doesn't make any sense on any level. And I was like, that's really upsetting, so it's just going to be my name. What about you? Did you have one?
I thought you were going to bypass me.
No.
Damn it!
No way.
Mine, and I still use mine, funnily enough, is RNB star Jeffrey.
Oh.
RNB star Jeffrey?
That's yeah. like, kind of like, makes sense.
That's because he wanted to be Usher when he was younger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
feel anywhere closer to being like Usher now?
I kind of feel...
You're your own Usher.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm like that guy from Misunderstood called Jeff.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh,
you're
my name's
just,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like...
Literally.
So, guys, you've had a pretty busy couple of years.
We
like,
have, yeah.
It's all been kicking off. Let's start with X Factor, because obviously that is a big part mm-hmm. of a sort of like, you know, it kind of thrusts you into this limelight, but it's also a very intense, very... It's a lot.
Yes. It is a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
2018 was your year.
Yep.
Finalists.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the experience as a whole.
Okay. Wow. The experience as a whole was like... One of those things that you're chucked into a washing machine and you never know when you're going to get out. And then when you're chucked out, you're still in that washing machine. You just keep going around.
You're in
around.
Another
it was,
one.
Yeah, yeah, it was so crazy. The amount of people that we met was incredible. The fans grew so much and they were just so lovely and appreciative. Mm. And for us, we really got to show who we were and show exactly what we've been creating for so many years.
Yeah,
so
because you guys were already kind of like fully fledged artists, making your own music,
yeah,
writing, doing stuff, which is kind of the way that X Factor was going at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah. I think that's what attracted us as well, is because we were like, we can do
giving
our own
music.
Giving platforms
yeah. yep. to like exactly people, essentially.
Yeah.
What would you say was the biggest thing you learned from the experience, whether it is good or bad?
The biggest thing that I've learned, just without being rude or anything, just always go with your gut instinct.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I knew that from the last performance that we did that we were going to be going home. Mm. And that's just me being completely 100. Like,
yeah.
I just had a gut feeling that, okay, I don't really believe in this song. Should I really voice it? Should I really, you know, go against, you know, the people that are saying that this is the right song for you guys yeah. to do? Yeah, that's my only gut feeling.
And sometimes you can't be afraid to be a bitch. Like, you really can't. And, like, a lot of people... No, it's true. A lot of people go...
You can't
go,
be afraid, girl.
You can't be afraid, girl.
But I love it.
Some people
don't
go,
be afraid to be a bitch.
No, it's true. Because you know what? Yeah, everyone gets scared of, like, oh, like, they're divas. Like, they want what they want. What's and they diva? Know what they want. And you're like, no, but I've been doing this and working on my craft for so long.
Mm.
And you're just taking me into this show. Like,
yeah.
we've already worked on this. So if we know how we want to dress and we want know how we want to sound and we know how we both want to come across,
mm.
and you're telling us, no, this is what works for the show,
mm.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm not doing that because
yeah.
this is not me. And some people are so scared to get that across because
mm-hmm.
they're scared that they're going to become a bitch or be called a bitch. Yeah. And I just wish we pushed that a little bit more and was more kind of like grounded and was like, no, we're not doing that.
Because we did have those talks at the very beginning, because we did actually say, because a lot of the time people used to be like, well, this worked for that person. And when we would ask, okay, but what's happening with that person right now? Mm-hmm. They would kind of like run away and be like, okay, we're not going to talk about that. Like, literally, it's kind of like, so what are you trying to tell us?
Yeah, you're looking at evidence-based. Also, you can't, like, you can't say to someone, so-and-so did this, so you should. It's like, well, that's just not how the music industry works. If you look at the way the charts work this year, 2020, versus 2018, versus 2015, it's a totally different ballgame.
Totally different.
Every single year, like, you know, it changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one expected a grime artist to take over the charts like Stormzy did. Yeah,
big up Jay Huss.
Yeah, like Jay Huss. I mean, look at how beautiful the... I mean, it's just so everything. Like, pop music has become everything.
Like Ellen DeGeneres says, everyone needs to be on their own path. Don't try and go onto anyone else's path. It's not going to work for you. Stay on your own one and just believe in yourself. Like, that's... It's just,
what would you say has been the highlight of your careers so far? Boom.
Oh!
That is a... Actually, highlight. Still being together. Like, because we've been doing this for 10, 11 years now. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's formed our bond is our friendship. And that for me is like, oh my gosh, we're actually still doing this. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah. Is it because you can be a bitch to each other?
100%.
That as well.
You just like the word bitch.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But you do actually need that. I feel like with my mates, if I can't be honest, even when I don't like something, then they're not really my mates.
Then they're not really
mates.
Your friends. Yeah, 100%. And for
or they're
us,
scared.
Oh, they're scared, yeah. And for us, it's like, we've done so many incredible things and we've achieved so many different things. Like, we had two of our songs synced to a Universal film and that was incredible. We met Beyonce. Like, it was
Beyonce,
like the biggest thing ever. But for us, it's more like the greatest achievement is that we are still together and we're still pushing and we're still inspiring so many people every single day.
Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.